I am too. I thought sure we'd be getting kind of.
I don't think we're going to have any this year.
We might have a few. We won't have near as much as we had last year.
And the swirls I'm getting. Better think of something else that will bring put more food in your mouth, because no one was choosing black dances, even though you wanted to. In fact, I even rode in the Katherine Dunham.
Oh, okay.
But my aunt talked me out of that because no one was giving them that much work, you know. Mm-hmm. You had to have another job to earn enough to live on.
Did you ever get to meet her?
I met her, yeah.
What was she like?
Great person. Mm-hmm. Great person. Yeah. Great person. I admired her a lot. I really did. Beautiful woman.
And you said did you ever perform with them? Or
did you? I didn't stay
long enough.
No. Okay. No, because my aunt pushed me right out. And mm-hmm. I wasn't bringing any money into the house. Mm-hmm. And my husband got a little AT. About that. Mm-hmm. So this is why I went to work in a factory.
What did you do in the factory?
Clothes. Okay. I worked in the factory to make clothes for Lord and Taylor. Mm-hmm. You know, behind my taking sewing in school, clothes was my thing. It still is.
Oh, okay.
As a matter of fact, I have a sewing unit out there. Mm-hmm. To show you later. Mm-hmm. I still sew a lot.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Do you ever design clothes?
Yeah, my own.
Wow.
Learned that. I started in high school here. Mm-hmm. They taught us the basics. I don't even know if they do that for kids now.
No.
Oh, they had sewing classes and and cooking classes. In fact, in high school, at the end of the school year, we modeled the clothes that we made.
Oh, okay.
So I made I could sew a garment before I even left here. Mm-hmm. So I always enjoyed sewing.
Okay. What was the name of the nursing school?
Central.
Okay. Is it
Welfare Island for practical nursing.
Mm-hmm. Was it an integrated school?
Yeah.
Was that your first time attending school with whites or blacks?
Yes.
What was that like?
I had no problem. Mm-hmm. You know, because the teachers were white and black.
Mm-hmm.
And school, of course, had white and black teachers. Mm-hmm. So I had no problem. Because I had that freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, that freedom.
Mm-hmm. And then did you become an LPN? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you started working in a hospital, or where did you go?
Yeah.
Did you work at a black hospital? Or?
No. I worked in the city hospital, Kings County. Mm-hmm. And I started going to Brooklyn College to get my RN license, but. Mm-hmm. Life, different things. I had to stop for a while.
Okay, that's fine. Go on.
Because I had to stop because of life circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And I just continued to work on.
Did you have white patients that you worked with?
Yeah.
Did you ever have any problems with that?
The only problem I had is when I worked, and most of the time I worked in mental observation.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So that wasn't a big problem, really, because I knew their state of mind. Mm-hmm. When they called me names. So
mm-hmm.
That didn't bother me, you know, because I had already been pushed into that growing up, so mm-hmm. That wasn't a big thing. And but I knew their state of mind. But
what was your relationship with the doctors there?
I got along well with the doctors, except the ones that tried to sexual harass me.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Back at that time, but mm-hmm. I threatened to report them.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things would they try to do?
They would verbally mm-hmm. burst. I never had them, only maybe one or two would
touch you,
yeah,
touch your shoulders.
And I would draw back on them and threaten to knock them out if they did it again. Mm-hmm. But sexual harassment didn't just start, you know,
mm-hmm.
No way. But on the whole, most of them were mm-hmm. cool. Yeah, duty. Never problem.
Okay, I wanted to kind of shift gears again and ask, When did you marry, or when did that fit in? Have I gotten up to that, or have I passed that
yet?
Yeah, okay.
No, you just about up to it. Mm-hmm. I married in 1954.
How did you meet your husband?
Through a relative.
Mm-hmm. Was he from the South also?
No, New York. Oh. I think he's from Harlem.
Oh, okay.
And he just come back from Korea.
Mm, okay.
And he was a postal worker. And we coded for about a 6 months, and then we got engaged, and we were engaged for about 6 months or more, I think, before we finally got married. And woe is me, he was a mama's boy. God. True mama's boy in the word. Mm-hmm. Finally had to give him back to her. Mm-hmm. And Dana is the product of that marriage, which I had difficulty having her, because they had told me I couldn't have children.
Really?
Oh, the doctors, you're a liar. I'm
really?
Going to have me a baby, yes. So I went to sterility clinic for a year. And I finally had her. Which my mother-in-law wanted to name. But she didn't have that right. Not the changes I went through together. Mm-hmm. She really didn't, because she only had one child. And when my daughter was born, she wanted to name her because she had wanted a girl. Mm-hmm. But we didn't get along at all. In fact, it wasn't until I'd had enough of him and her that she decided that was a good person, which I always was. Mm-hmm. But she couldn't see her son putting me in front of her, and she couldn't cut loose. But
did she live nearby?
Yeah. At first, she stayed in Harlem because we moved to Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. I had an apartment with my girlfriend, and my girlfriend got married and moved to Massachusetts with her husband. So we just moved right into that three-room apartment that I had when I got married. And my mom came up for the wedding. I got married in New York. I had a great honeymoon with my girlfriend that shared the apartment because she had gotten married a month before that.
Oh.
So the two of us went on a double honeymoon together in Cape Cod.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. We had a great time together.
I wanted to ask you, what were some of the social activities you went to in New York on your time off and things?
Well, I went to the Savoy.
Wow.
Heard all the old big bands, Count Basie, Erskine Hawkins, Buddy Johnson, all of them. Then I used to go to the Palladium, that's Spanish dances. I learned to do the Spanish dances. I went to the movies, of course. I went to the ballet, I went to the opera. Had a wide variety of lights because that was one of the things they had taught us in school here to appreciate the arts of all kinds. So I taught my daughter that. I used to take her to the opera on Sunday afternoons. Mm-hmm. And in fact, my girlfriend and I used to take our kids to listen to classical music on Sundays. We used to go to Central Park to listen to jazz. We used to go to the Village to listen to jazz. I love jazz. I used to take my daughter because I wanted her to enjoy the better things in life too, you know. I used to take her to the ballet on Mondays when she would go to sleep. Can't wake up, I'd spend so much money. The ballet. And the movies, of course. Mm-hmm. Museums. Because, you know, New York has everything. So she got a chance to see all of that, the zoos, museums.
I wanted to ask, did you ever encounter any prejudice in New York when you went to certain places and things like that?
No, the prejudice that I encountered in New York was subdued. Like, you know, it wasn't blatant like down south.
Wait, for example, with how can
let's see if I can remember some of these things, because that was one of the things a lot of us used to discuss, you know. At least down south, you know, they're prejudice. Mm-hmm. But up here, like, hide it, like advancement on jobs, mm-hmm. or being picked, say, like the hospital I worked in, they would send people that had good records working in the hospital to college, and they would pay for it, you know, like if you wanted to be an RN. I eventually got in that program, but sadly, I couldn't stay in it. But they would pick the whites first. Mm-hmm. Even, say, I had been there for like 5 years and had a good working record, because my evaluation is that with white person come in, didn't miss it like for a year or a year and a half, and she got picked to go to school. Thing like that.
Was there such thing as a nurses union? Did they have anything like that?
Not during that time. Mm-hmm. That didn't come up until those unions didn't appear. In fact, I was a union rep before I left New York. That didn't come up until, I would say the union came about in the late 50s, I think.
Did you always live in Brooklyn? Yeah,
I didn't live anywhere else but Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. And so, did you work at City Hospital for a long time, or did you move from different hospitals?
Yeah, I worked in Kings County Hospital. That's one of the larger hospitals. I know you heard of Bellevue.
Yeah.
Well, it's on that scale.
Okay.
But in Brooklyn. I started out working in mental observation because they paid the most money at that time. And if I got in trouble, they sent me over to the main building. So I managed to work in medicine. I worked in GYN, aseptic surgery, abdominal surgery, ENT.
What was what is your most pleasant nursing experience?
Most pleasant?
Did you like what department did you like working in the most?
I enjoyed working in mental, because I got to work with the children that emotionally disturbed. I worked in research, sleep research and medicine research in Kings County. All this was in Kings County Hospital. I worked in the prison ward. I got to work with Son of Sam. Maybe that's
whoa!
And what was this other dude that ran this woman down and killed her, the neighbors, no one helped her. I worked on the prison ward, and they tried to get me to go to Rikers Island to work, but I wouldn't, because I worked with the female prisoners, and I worked with the male prisoners. I didn't have any problem. I really didn't. I got along with the correction officers. Of course, I got along with the prisoners.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever flirt with you and things?
Oh, always, always, always. The officers would stop them, of course, mm-hmm. you know, by verbally stopping them. Mm-hmm. But they never came up to me to touch me, you mm-hmm. know, or touch me. I gave out medication to them. And I never had any problems with them because, in fact, when the male nurses were off, this was my thing. I was the only one that they would call to come up there and work because I got along with them.
Did you ever feel sympathetic for any of the prisoners?
No. They used to call me the rough nurse.
I wanted to ask you, how did you manage child care while you were working and raising a daughter too?
I had, let's see, until she was about 3, I put her with different people to take care of. I used to take her out in the morning. Mm-hmm. When she was 3 and toilet trained, I put her in, wasn't a daycare, I forgot what they called it. Anyway, it was a school that took them from 3 through the 8th grade, I believe it was. That's where I put her. I used to put her on a bus in the mornings when I went to work. If they changed shift, had, you know, shift change, then she would still go to this nursing care. But the people that kept her would see to it. And if I went on 12 day shift, I couldn't find anyone to keep her overnight unless I bored her out. And I only brought her home on the days that I was off. That was very hard. That was one of the reasons why I had to leave the hospital, because I didn't like holding my child out like that, you know. I really didn't, and she didn't either. So from the hospital, I went to the health department. And I went as a provision.
What, as a provision?
Waiting for the city test to come up.
Oh, okay.
And I worked there about 6 months before the test came up. And that was, I had to travel an hour and a half to get there. That was way on the other side of Brooklyn. So when the test came up, I took that and I passed. And the supervisor there at that time suggested that they were starting a new federal program in the health department, in the main health department that was closer to home, and that federal program was called MIC, Maternal Infant Care.
And what time period, what decade was this? Was the 60s or the 50s?
Let's see, I left the hospital in 66.
Okay.
And this was like later, 68 or so.
Okay.
So, yeah. I went to work in the, but anyway, she gave my name to this federal program to start infant care because so many babies were dying from not having prenatal care. So I went to work in the main office of the health department in Brooklyn, downtown Brooklyn. And they added, it was prenatal and family planning. So after they had the babies, they came back to family planning, but we carried them through the pregnancy. And it was during that time that we got lots of Mexicans and Haitians.
You think they, all of a sudden they were immigrating?
Yes, they were immigrating, right. If one Haitian came in, she brought her friend. Then if one Mexican came in, they brought their friend. So we had to tell the, and they were all immigrants. So one of the things we used to do was to tell the black patients to bring your friends in. Because it started for the Americans, but the immigrants were taking it over. And what made it so, I didn't mind doing that, but our taxes was paying for this, and yet the Americans weren't enjoying it because of the immigrants. Way back then, we had that immigrant problem.
Did you have to learn Spanish and French?
Yes. Yes, and it was during that time I had started back to school again. I went to Brooklyn College, and I had taken up Spanish. Plus, other subjects towards getting my RN license degree. But again, I had to stop. I went to community, Brooklyn Community College first. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Brooklyn College. I had gotten into a special program at Brooklyn College to work on my RN license, but life stopped me again because I was trying to do too much. Mm-hmm. I really was trying to raise my daughter and keep up with her. Mm-hmm. And work, many nights I woke up with my head in the book studying. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just had to give it up. I couldn't keep it up. I really couldn't. And I was just wasting my money and their money, too.
I wanted to ask, were you active in any of the civil rights organizations or the NAACP or things like that?
I became active in the Rainbow Coalition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's later, this week, the 80s. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Prior to that, I had joined the NAACP. Mm-hmm. Then in the 60s, I came here.
Yeah, that's what, okay.
Yeah, in the 60s, I came here too, because during that time, Martin Luther King had sent representatives here to open up Woolworth's theater, the restaurant. Mm-hmm. So,
what, does it 1963 or the late 60s?
It was the late 60s.
Okay, okay.
I brought some of my friends down here, and we stood online to buy tickets to go to the Bailey Theater, mm-hmm. for the mezzanine. We, of course, we would get up to the head of the line, and we're not carrying out, can't buy a ticket. Okay, so we went to the bathroom line, and consequently, we came there. Mm-hmm. And everyone was sick of us. Then we went to, we dressed up, and we sat down at Woolworth, and we dressed up and we went to the Henrietta, the restaurant.
That's a restaurant?
Yeah, a floating restaurant downtown.
Oh.
You heard of the Henrietta 2?
No, okay.
It's the Henrietta 2 now, but during that time, it was just a restaurant.
It's an exclusive restaurant?
Yeah, mm-hmm. just for whites only. Mm-hmm. We went down there. We were here for about 2 weeks doing that. Enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Really, how did it make you feel to do that?
I enjoyed it because we were allowed to indulge in these things when I lived here. Mm-hmm. So this is why when I heard that Martin Luther King had sent representatives here, and I got some of my friends together and we came down here and jumped right in. Mm-hmm. Really, they enjoyed it too because they knew about segregation in the South, you see, because these friends were born and reared in New York, so I didn't have to worry about them being chicken.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever fear, face any danger from doing that?
No, mm-hmm. No, I didn't. No, because as I said, I enjoyed it.
What did your mom think about that? Was she worried about you?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. She was indeed very worried. Very worried. But you did it anyway. You know, once I made up my mind, you know, she couldn't stop us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, why did you decide to move back to Washington?
Because all the relatives died. Mm-hmm. And my mom was left alone. Mm-hmm. In fact, my daughter had problems with her mate. So I sent her down here first to get her away from him because he was kind of abusive. Mm-hmm. So I sent her here. This was all this room here we had. Mm-hmm. And then while I was here visiting in 87, crackhead broke into my apartment, co-op I had in New York, and never know what it's like to be violated. And that took something out of me because my husband and I had separated by that time. And I had worked 2 jobs to get this co-op. Mm-hmm. And I had furnished it all by myself. Mm-hmm. And to have a crackhead to break in, the guard wasn't on duty because the place was supposed to be security. Mm-hmm. That's why I moved in there. Mm-hmm.
I moved in there when Dana was 6.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I sent her down here for a year while I worked the 2 jobs to get that place. So after I moved in, I sent for Dana, and my mom sent her back to New York, and she started the 2nd grade because the particular co-op that I moved into was, school was right behind it, so that meant she didn't have to cross any streets to get to school, because they had built up this area. It's an old area. So, anyway, when I got back to New York in 87 after the Easter visit here, this is when I found my apartment ravaged, totally ravaged. Everything was taken, everything of value was taken. My house was totally upside down. So I never felt safe after that, because I used to go to sleep with a machete at night. If you've ever been wrong, you can understand what happened. Anyway, my aunt died in 84, 85 somewhere, cancer. My grandma had died prior to that, so I, what the hell? I don't have to pay rent. I sold that apartment to a Chinese couple, and I came home.
What did you do after, did you work here, or did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, first I worked in a nursing home, and then I went to work for a doctor. And we fell out, and I just stopped working. The only work I've done was movie extra. They're trying to get me to work now.
Wow,
but,
okay.
But I think I was kind of burned out when I left New York from doing nursing work. I really was burned out. I really was. And my daughter keeps saying, Mom, you can always get a job. You know, I keep my license up, of course. I came down and got North Carolina license without a problem, because you know I finished in a New York school. I haven't done any work since 91 when I left the doctor.
Okay, I think I've asked all of my questions. Did I leave out anything I should have asked, or is there something else that you want to add?
You know, I came home and restored this house.
Okay.
So I could live comfortably, because it's kind of, as I said, my mom grew up in it. I grew up in the house. It's a pretty solid house. It's still standing.
Okay.